欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天呢，要讲一个非常好玩的地方，就是意大利的一个小镇叫 Ivrea。这个地方为什么好玩呢？在每年的二月份的时候呢，这个地方呢会有一场大战。这场大战的主角呢就是橘子 Orange。其实，橘子一般我们吃橘子罐头或者喝橘汁，但是在这里呢，真的是用橘子来打人。为什么这个小镇会有这样的传统呢
？The story goes like this.The Battle of the Oranges first occurred in the 19th century when a group of people rained oranges down on other people below, who retaliated by hurling them back.
橘子之战呢始于19世纪，当时呢一群人呢将这个橘子扔在了下面的人身上 ，rain down 就像下雨一样的把橘子扔到他们身上。那被丢了橘子的人呢肯定是不甘心的，所以呢 retaliate 指的是报复力，所以就报复他们。Hurl 指的是用力的投，用力的扔。想想啊，要是每年这么扔橘子玩，得多浪费啊！真的好浪费啊！水果是用来吃的，不是用来玩的，对吗
？Apparently, town authorities over the years tried to nip this in the bud, but to no avail.
Town authorities 就指的是当地的镇政府了，他们想试图把这个扼杀在萌芽状态。Nip this in the bud 指的是扼杀在萌芽状态 ，but to no avail.但一切都是无济于事的，这是一个非常实用的短语。
Today, Ivrea not only paints the town orange the first week of every February, but there are standardized rules. People in the horse-drawn carriages battle people on foot.
那么现如今这个小镇呢，每年到了二月的时候，你就会把整个镇子都涂成橘色的。然后呢，他们还有一些标准化的一些游戏规则。怎么玩这个游戏呢？就是人们站在这个画满马的这个马车上，首先是有马的，然后这个马车上要画着马，然后这个人站在上面，然后就像这些行人扔橘子，就这么玩。但要是你不想被橘子砸中呢，还有一个游戏规则。
Another rule. Townspeople who do not wish to become a human citrus juicer, but want to watch, are supposed to wear red hats. Good luck with that.
Citrus 指的是柑橘类的植物，就是如果你不想被变成这个橘子榨汁机呢，那你就戴个红帽子就好。最后我们回想一下，刚才在我说的英文当中出现了一个短语，扼杀在萌芽状态，你还记得它的英文是什么吗？还有无济于事的英文，你还记得吗？如果记得，记得留言告诉卡卡哦。最后我们再来听一下刚才说到的所有英文。
The story goes like this.The Battle of the Oranges first occurred in the 19th century when a group of people rained oranges down on other people below, who retaliated by hurling them back. Apparently, town authorities over the years tried to nip this in the bud, but to no avail. Today, Ivrea not only paints the town orange the first week of every February, but there are standardized rules. People in the horse-drawn carriages battle people on foot. Another rule.Townspeople who do not wish to become a human citrus juicer, but want to watch, are supposed to wear red hats. Good luck with that.